You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. And this week, we have a returning.
We have Tina. Well, both are actually returning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
we have Tina Constis in the house.
Then we have Sammy Ricky.
Hello.
And she's back.
I'm back.
Joe's girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's like she's still not used to it yet.
Yeah. And people right now, some people are going to be listening to this. Oh, wow, my mic just went up. But some people are going to be listening to this just as the podcast. But if you are watching this live and you can actually see us because we're doing that now.
Maybe
we can convince you guys to fool around a little bit so people can.
Yeah, maybe we'll just have sex on the table. We'll just do that.
Really get your numbers up.
That'd be great for rating.
It helped Kim K.
John, are we allowed to do boobs?
Ah, titty, yeah, just
you can
one.
Do whatever you want. I mean,
Daily Motion's cool with that?
What about balls?
No.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Nobody's cool with that.
All right, Sammy.
You're saying you don't like balls?
I just don't want to see them.
You don't want to see balls?
Not under these crazy
lights. I don't want to see anyone's balls.
They're probably sweaty also at these lights.
Do you know what my balls would look like with these fucking lights?
That's what she's saying.
Maybe I do want to see them under these lights. Every follicle.
Maybe you don't. It looks like a newborn baby.
You just cringe. Your girlfriend cringed when I said every follicle.
Because follicle is a horrible word.
Follicle.
Just like moist and like, gross.
The bulb of every hair.
Ew.
On your balls.
The word moist and follicle, both together.
I just upset Joe so much.
A moist follicle.
Because you're getting
horrible.
Very descriptive. You're like every what'd
you've
you say?
Seen balls.
Bulb?
Follicle, yeah, the bulb. Like the little white part on the end of the hair. You know what I'm
saying. She's like, this is a horrible topic.
I almost called you Chase. That's my dog's name.
Oh, that's good to know. Good to know.
Listen,
thank you.
I'm just used to yelling
Chasey
at him. You have a disgusting look in your face. We're talking about hair.
No, it was the word follicle. No.
I'm so
in
glad
your
I
mouth.
Said that word.
First of all, I don't put assholes.
Yes, you do.
In my mouth?
Not in my mouth.
Not at the same time she's saying. There's not multiple assholes in
yeah,
her mouth.
I put Tim's asshole in my mouth. Because that's an in-love relationship.
Oh, that's when you know?
I would never just hook up with a random dude and be like, let me lick your asshole. Ever.
My mom and my sister have tried to convince me that eating asshole is like a very great thing.
I like that your mom's
horrible,
on
yeah, that's
right?
amazing.
And
your
I
mom,
looked at them
mom,
and I was like, if anybody
sister?
Comes near my, I will choke them.
Do you want to know something? We had this conversation on Valentine's Day, which made me think this girl thinks that I think... It's Valentine's Day, so I'm just gonna fucking.
You
I'm just gonna
not.
Do that. I
you
swear
did?
To God.
You thought that?
I was like, why is she bringing it up on Valentine's Day? Does she think like it's Valentine's Day, so he's gonna try?
Valentine's
and...
Day made you that stressed? I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't stressed. It was just like,
oh, look
well,
at
that's
this.
A
she brought it up
situation.
On Valentine's Day, like, oh, he's gonna try.
Do you want to eat people's assholes or no?
No.
Oh, so you okay. thought that I thought you were gonna do that.
Yeah, not eat your asshole. Like
he thought that you were. He thought that you thought like, oh,
all bets were off.
Like he's gonna try anal because it's Valentine's Day.
Oh God, no!
And that's why you brought it up. You're like, yeah, I would. I hate that. Don't do. I'm like, all right, I wasn't gonna do that.
It was just a funny conversation.
First of all, yeah, a lot of our listeners will send me things about eating asshole, which is like hysterical. But I'd like everyone to know, eating asshole isn't my thing.
It is, Kate.
It's not. I just talk about it.
You're an advocate.
I'm an advocate for people doing whatever they fucking want to do.
Asshole eating.
All I'm saying is Tim's asshole was begging for it.
Oh my God.
Okay?
Oh God.
And like he was Tint. Doing no, he was doing that like movement. Do you know what I mean? Like
no,
like,
he,
no!
Was, he was propping
yes!
up. He was like welcoming it.
Yes!
I know exactly what the fuck.
And it took me
about.
A couple
don't
times.
Don't ever prop up.
He was purging
Tina. Yes. No, yes. It took me a couple times to even take a couple deep
like,
breaths.
He wants this.
I
this
knew
is what he wants.
And I was, and then when you're a girlfriend and you love the person, you're like. Okay, this person wants. Okay, I can do it. And then eventually I was like, oh, this is great. I'm into this. But like, it wasn't something like, but, like if a guy's not into it, fine with me.
She's
do you know what I mean?
Terrified.
Yeah,
Sammy.
Totally know what you mean. I just realized that my mom listens to this and she's going to be pissed that I told everyone she did.
Yeah, that was great. That's what I loved. You were like,
is
my
that
mom
why you got
my...
quiet? That's
she
hysterical.
Was like, my mom and my sister said I should. And I was like, holy shit, your mom's on that list?
Well,
she,
yeah, my mom is bizarre. Hi, mom. She gets notifications
Will she
for
listen?
Podcasts all the time.
Hell
she
yeah.
texted me today. She's like, I got a notification.
Oh my God. Does she listen to our podcast?
Oh yeah.
That's hysterical.
So
we're
she
dirty.
Knows you're a sensitive
What's
person.
Your mom's name?
Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, mama.
Oh God, we're talking about.
I don't know.
Assholes.
I feel like I should know your mom. You know,
my mom is what? Crazy.
It's like the podcast family.
I don't. All right.
You know what, Tina?
Fine.
Mind your biz.
I feel like you were gonna have like way more questions for her when you met her.
What? Well, you made me not before I had Sammy on. Yeah, you did. You were like, Kate, you definitely were like, calm down. Like, you didn't want me to, the first time, ask, like, yeah, let's ask Sammy questions, Tina, about Joe.
Oh, God.
Let's do it. Woo!
But, yeah, this is going to be the topic for the podcast. Okay. Let's ask Sammy.
Bail out on child abuse and bulimia.
No, yeah. It's fine.
I'm okay. Good. I could defend myself.
How is Joe sexually compared to the other people you've been with?
No, she's not going to answer
a lot better. I will.
Tina.
I will.
That's a great question.
How's Joe sexually compared to your other mate? She's like, fucking like
he's yeah, but she can give some fun details.
I don't know. He's a lot older than my past.
Really?
Yeah.
God, don't say. I just turned 26. My birthday was just. I was like, oh my god.
See,
oh,
yeah, Tina, I told you this was gonna work out.
Right, like 40 years old.
No, that's a lot what older. I meant. Like, he's yeah, well, mature. That's why like, he has a lot more experience.
We're just
than
laughing
because
Kate's in her 30s and I'm 29. So I'm like, yeah, he's fucking old. My god.
Yeah, no.
That 23-year-old of yours.
Wait, how old are you, Sammy?
19.
Oh, you're 19?
Bum, bum, bum.
No way.
Yeah, everyone gets shocked about it.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were 19. Oh, that makes sense. So my you've friend, been with, like, high school
that
dudes.
That makes a lot more sense.
My okay. friend.
So you got that high school. You got the high school dick.
They don't even
put on her ghetto voice. You got that high school dick.
Yo, you got that high school dick. Oh, okay. I get it now. So, so you were with some dudes who were just humping and not knowing what they were really doing.
Oh, that is the worst high school, like, humping. Like, hump.
I hate that.
Horrible.
It's a bad memory.
The what?
Away.
It's like a fucking clap. It's like
jackhammer.
This is jackhammer. You're lying there.
When was the last time you got jackhammered, Kate?
Oh, man, not for a while. Thank God.
It happened to me. I saw some guy I hadn't seen in like years, and we like met up at a hotel, and we had sex, and he literally just jackhammered me, and I was like mid-20s, and I was like, no, dude.
No, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you who it is later, but one of my first time with a boyfriend, the first time, though, he was jackhammering and came 2 minutes in.
Oh, yeah. They come and they're like, wasn't that awesome?
Like,
and
you're like,
what?
My neighbors.
She has
they literally
neighbors
sound like that.
That
they are crazy.
Fucking go.
The things that they say.
Like, his dick has to be the size of my leg.
I'm apologizing there's right no now way. To the viewers and the listeners. But the one thing that she said, she was like, it's so big. I don't know where to put it. And he was like, just put it where you put it last time. What?
It's insane. It's
put
like
it where you put it last time?
Yeah. Where did she put that last time?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many holes does she
they're
have?
They're so loud. It sounds like they're in the next to us.
Yeah.
Like next to us,
hitting walls. Just, the dogs are barking.
The dog is barking. That's the best part.
Oh and my the, God. And it's louder in the hallway.
Have you seen them? Do you know what they look like?
He's a very good looking.
Yeah, see, that makes it cooler.
But
he's like a Christian Grey.
No. But it does seem like he has like five different girls.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Just jackhammers away at all of them.
So
just
much
plowing the city
it's
one
so
by
much.
One.
Good and I've never seen her. I have no idea what she them. Looks like.
Wow. Imagine she's like hideous.
Well, if she is hideous, if one of them comes out gross, that means it's other people also. Has to.
That's
because it's so much.
So, okay, let's get back to this. So we know that you're more experienced than a high schooler in bed.
Congrats. That's good.
Thank God. Really. I have that written on my resume at the bottom.
That's yeah.
Well, that's really good to know. Any other questions, Tina?
No, I want to leave them. God, you
well, you can
them.
Ask. You
Kate's
don't have any questions.
Digging, you know?
Yeah, she wants like, to I know.
I feel like I told Joe to pick the goddamn topic for the podcast.
Oh, God.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
This is what happened. Hold on, let me just explain everything
to
everyone, right?
Let's tell the truth.
We, I'm like, oh, damn it.
Yeah. We are currently, we did a back-to-back, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And she goes, we're talking about this and this. And I said, cool. And then the first one, we talked about both topics. So mm-hmm. The next one, we're like, I don't really know where to go with this. And that's
so I
why
pick some, and everyone's like, Kate, those are downers.
Well, child abuse and bulimia is pretty down. That's a pretty dark topic.
Right.
People like.
So then I was like, all right, guys, you pick, and no one could. So now we're just asking what Joe's like as a boyfriend, which we found out he doesn't jackhammer.
We didn't find that out for sure.
That's true. She could be lying.
Didn't find so if you do, I mean, now's the time to quit that show.
No, yeah, now I know for next time to just
don't just jackhammer, be like, wasn't that dope? She was probably like, not really.
I will never say something.
Wasn't that dope?
Oh, that was dope.
That was
Joe,
so sweet, right?
Has Joe sick. Ever come before you?
Oh, come of course he has.
Hard to say.
Huh. What the hell does that mean?
No, because
I'd love to know what that means.
No, because there are some times where I apologize again, Mom. there are times where he goes down on me before, and then I do, yeah. And then we have sex, and then situations.
That's
go
beautiful.
Down.
I like their relationship.
Oi,
that's great,
mother.
He goes down. I can't really come easily from
that's
being
normal.
Eaten out.
Oh, that's the only way I can come, really.
I know you told me. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I know someone else who's like that.
Yeah, like I have to get eaten out, and then I'll have sex, and then the sex is just really for the dude. I just go along for the ride.
It's easier for me to come with sex. I think I've said this before on the podcast. I used to hump my couch constantly.
This is true. When she was little,
that's like my autistic cousin. That's crazy.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Sammy. Beautiful. Beautiful. I was like, she said that.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I didn't mean that you were like
you are
right.
Just like my autistic
oh my God,
little cousin.
Who else does that?
Oh.
No, but he does that. He
God
lays,
bless her little soul.
He lays,
is,
no,
is.
Him.
Oh.
He lays on the it's floor and just like rocks back and forth holding your feet. It's like super weird.
It's like the
well, yeah.
It's the pressure or something.
It's the pressure.
Like.
Yeah, pressure
yeah, yeah.
Fetish. Hashtag.
Let me tell you, that shit's the bomb. And I'll tell you what. I still,
most last time you,
I still
you nailed your
shit.
Couch.
Oh, God. Like 2 days ago.
Nailing your couch 2 days
fuck
ago?
Fuck yeah. My futon. Now but here's
my
the thing.
My futon.
Yeah, but you're.
The one out in the hallway that everyone sits on?
Tina, just mind your business.
All right. I'm like, because I know where Kate lives and I know what her stuff looks like.
Yeah,
so.
No one was home.
Your bare vagina on your futon?
No, it's not my bare. If I put my bare vagina on that, no.
No.
I don't know.
I can hump it with full pants on. I put a pillow
what kind
over,
of pants?
I can,
not half
jeans.
Pants. Yeah, full pants.
Jeans?
I have jeans?
Jeans.
I put a pillow over the wood edge.
The jeans are good because they have
I hump
seam.
It for about a minute
wait,
or two
wait.
And have an orgasm like it's nothing. Son.
In a
the
minute?
Wood edge?
Like, I've been doing this since I was three. I got it down.
No, yeah,
I've been
no,
jerking
same...
off forever. I can't come in a minute.
Dude, I can think of the ocean. I can think
I
of
can
anything.
I can come really fast, too, if I'm on my
high
own.
Fives it.
In a second, yeah.
How long, though? I didn't know that was a thing, by the way.
I just figured out how to finger myself this year.
Ew, I don't it would go in?
No,
I
like, just
mean,
like,
I
just like,
you would go in?
It's about 33 years and
rubbing.
You just figured it out.
I couldn't do it because I'm so used to the pressure of a couch.
I can't.
I love
that
they're so appalled.
Maybe you need a guy just to like, just push on it. Yeah.
No,
stiff arm
no,
your vagina.
On it, just, yeah. No, so what?
Oh,
but no,
God.
Sex I can come easily because there's, you know what I mean.
The pressure,
there's a grinding, yeah. But getting eaten out, I think the tongue is. I love it. Like I love it as
there
foreplay.
Be,
it's great, but it's hard for me to come.
In getting eaten out too. Like if someone applies pressure during it, it's just as effective.
Well,
it's not a couch.
It's not a couch.
Yeah, it's no couch. I have had orgasms from being eaten out. Yeah, I just, it's just not
so
as common.
Wait, but were you not masturbating? You just figured out how to make yourself come? Or were you?
I was always humping couches or using a vibrator.
Oh, okay.
And then finally, I just like was too lazy to go move. And I just started doing that. And I actually
really
figured out
easy.
How to.
It's like,
no, but it was hard for me. My vagina literally got used to a certain thing.
A couch.
Are you like. Yeah, are you like hoarders? Like now you're like, I'm not throwing out my couches.
Yeah, you're like,
I got 10 couches of Q-Doll.
No, my mom is so embarrassing. Whenever I would come over there, she finally got rid of the couch that I used. But literally, it was lopsided a little bit. My mom
stop.
Would be, I swear to God, my mom would be like, look at the couch. It's lopsided because Katie would hump it all the time.
No way.
She calls it horsey. So funny. And I'd be like, Mom, please. She'd also tell people I used to eat my boogers. Any person that would come over. And I'd be like, Mom, seriously, take it down a couple notches.
Stop telling people that.
When I first started dry humping in middle school, you know when you like start making out with a dude and you guys are kind of mm-hmm. rubbing together.
Oh,
I was
favorite
just,
phase of
I
life.
Was coming left and right, you know? I was like, it's like a couch is in there. It was amazing.
Couches in where?
Couches all day, every
no,
day.
No, that was
in
the same
his pants.
Thing. Yeah, it's a couch
yeah,
in his pants.
It was like,
the same motion. You just like skin
just
a guy's
the fact
dick.
That you were like, this, I should picture a couch right now.
I'm
a
trying
couch.
To picture you like
a couch.
Straddling a couch.
Oh.
And just going out
wow.
of town.
Wow.
First of all, for an Elite Daily video, I'd made a comment about humping a couch, and they tried to get me as one of like the little
I remember
vignettes.
That.
The insert
they
scenes.
Yeah, and I said I would sit on a couch, but I would not do the humping motion.
No, no.
They wanted me to like
you
actually.
Did the right
yeah,
thing.
No.
That's too
I'm
far.
Like, I've got a kid. I'm not going to actually hump it. I have some. Boundaries.
It's too intimate for you. The couch humping.
I'm not with like cameras on and guys looking at me actually start writing. Probably because I probably actually come.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's too intimate.
Oh my God. Imagine they were like, Kate, we're done. And I'm like, oh,
no.
It's like, yeah, you guys are, but
hold on
I'm
one
not.
Second.
It is
yeah,
not a wrap.
Yeah, Kate's like, 1 second. Just 1 second.
Jesus, Kate. And I wasn't the one who was making you do that. Like, let's just go on the record there. Like, I wasn't like, Kate, fuck the couch right now. Blah, blah, blah.
No, it was you, Greg, Tyler.
There was a group of you doing
No, but
it.
I was like, yeah, just get
it was
on top,
one of the
fine.
Most traumatic experiences.
Listen, I have a really hard time sometimes on set telling people to do certain things because I'm like, this is such a weird thing to ask someone to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you, can you hump the cat? Like, you know, so like it's like, I got to fucking say that to people. And I was just like, oh, God.
Yeah, you're
Or like, we had a scene the other day where we had to cast people for like a makeout scene or like two girls fake making out. Or actually making out, and they're like, "Oh, see if you can get two girls to make out. If not, fake it." And I was kind of like,
"How the fuck? That's harder to fake it."
But it's like, well, it's like you were gonna cut it like right before, or whatever. Mm. But he's like, "But we'd rather have it them actually doing it." So I'm like,
"You
how
have
do
to be
I ask people this, yeah, like
director, like all right, hey, girls,
hey girls,
can you guys make out? Maybe touch each other's nipples or something."
I'll tell you guys a fucking story. I went in for this casting thing, and the way that they put it,
they tried
on-
to get you to blow them.
Listen to this. No, but the way that they put it up on the thing is they were like looking for an outgoing girl who's comfortable talking about sex to go on the street and do interviews to random people about what they like. I'm like, oh my God, could a more perfect job be out there for
that
me?
That is my dream.
I was like, money in the fucking bank. Yeah. Right. So like I go and it's this like guy who's like Cheese McGee's looking like he had like literally like
Cheese McGee's
Von Squeeze. He had like fucking lightning bolts shaved into his head. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Sounds awesome.
All right, so he films porn.
Yeah,
exactly. And I was just like, all right, it's okay. He's got a lightning bolt, but whatever. And
it's a nice lightning bolt though.
Well done.
So he asked me the questions, and I start going. You know, I just started being myself and going in. He was like, oh my God. He's like, you're like an expert. Like it was really fun, right?
Oh,
so
God.
I get it. I get
such
the gig.
A porn.
I get
was
the
there cameras rolling?
No. Listen, I get the gig, and he's like, "Okay, so we want to ask these people questions late at night when they've been drinking, so they're loosened up. We're gonna go to the Chelsea Market area. We know it was Gavinsport. We're gonna go to Gavinsport and like just walk around the bars and ask
Gansevoort.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I'm not
Gavinsport. I'm sounds not like like a Jack Sparrow movie. Like, I don't even know."
Yeah, not exactly going to the trendy places at night. Anyway, so I go up to one of the girls and I get gold. Like, it's like this beautiful girl who's also a teacher. And I actually get her to talk about how often her boyfriend goes down on her. Nice. So we're done. And I'm like, yeah, like I was like, killed it. Like, I go up to him all proud. And he's like, yeah, you know, here's the thing. You didn't really get her to show any skin. And I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, I was like, you didn't tell me that was part of this. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, you did not tell me. So now he's like, if you can get them to show their boobs, asses, or vaginas, that's what we really want. I'm like, oh, so this is Girls Gone Wild? Like,
I can't believe he didn't tell you that.
What was it called?
He did not.
They did tell you that.
No, but that
what
sounds
was the name?
Like, have you ever heard of Money Talks?
No.
Have you ever heard of that? It's like a porn thing where it's like they have like girls go on the street and are like, oh no, it's cool. I'm a girl too. I'll show my tits. You show it. Like it's just like they just get everyone to show their tits and suck a dick eventually.
Yeah, he was. Seen
it.
He
I've
wanted.
Seen it.
That's basically what he wanted. And I got.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I got into a fight with the guy because I was like, "You hired a professional comedian / actress / host
/ ex teacher / mother / very sensitive person.
I'm an empath.
Yeah.
And
I'm a Sagittarius.
Aries.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, what is she really? I called. Did you see me look at her? I'm like, she's going to tell you what she really
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's let's like, not I'm
get,
an Aries. That's not
don't
gonna
get
confuse.
Twisted. Don't get twisted. And I like pulled him aside. I was like, this is not okay. Like this is, you can't just hire someone who's a professional with their career and then be like, oh, by the way, now your girl's gone wild. Getting girls while they're wasted to do things. Like that's not in my soul. Like I'm not doing that.
What'd he say?
He was like, he was pissed. He was bummed. And then I started getting pissed. And I literally like, I went to my limit. Like I did the best I could. Without
I mean,
feeling,
you should have just been upfront about that anyway.
I literally, like, I interviewed a girl's vagina, like in a funny way. Like, I literally, like, took the microphone and made it, like, pretended her vagina was talking, and she was hilarious. Like, she was like pretending her vagina was answering the questions.
Her vagina
she'd be
was
like,
out.
No, she had like she kept her clothes on, but I'd like go down to it, and she'd be like making a movement, like it's talking. She'd be like, "Well, I hope I find a guy tonight," and I'd be like, "Yeah, girl." Like, it was just so funny. But even that, like afterwards, like it was hilarious. And afterwards, he's just like, "Yeah, it would have been nice if we actually saw her vagina."
Yeah, he wanted porn.
And I was like, I mean, after that, I never heard from him. He never heard from me. Like I was done. I was like, "Give me my money, bye." And he was an hour late with the crew. I'm just standing outside the Gavin's, whatever it's fucking called.
Gansevoort.
Gansevoort, whatever.
Gavinsport.
That's cute. That's so cute.
And
Gavinsport.
Like, and I'm always early. Kate. I'm always early everywhere.
You are crazy early.
So it just really hurt my feelings. I had to really recover, do some saging in my apartment.
I thought that was going to be like that other porn that I've seen where girls come in for a casting.
I've seen Casting Couch. I don't watch porn anymore because
it's bad for your soul.
It is bad for your soul. It really is. It numbs your brain. It's not going to take you closer to your true self. No. I'll tell
casting
you that.
Casting Couch?
Yeah, it's like these girls come in and they're like, I don't know how real it is. I feel like old porn is fake.
Anyway, I don't know how it's real fake. It is. It's fake.
Yeah, obviously. But it's like these girls come in and the dude's like, he's shooting them for whatever reason, like a calendar.
He pretends that he is hiring them for a porn, but he first needs to try them out.
Yeah.
Got it.
But that he's a big porn director, right? And that they
and
can
like,
get hired.
So I'm going to need you to blow me. And they're like,
but let me tell you, the original guy who did it actually had herpes for real. And he gave a lot of those girls herpes.
Oh,
how do you
know
that?
Yeah, how do you know? Case like because
when I was watching it
because I have herpes.
Yeah, because I have herpes because I was
I made
no,
a decision.
I'm herpes free. Thank you very much. But what happened was I started watching it when I still watched porn about a year and a half ago. I was like, this is kinda...
you're new to the no porn life.
Yeah, she used to like porn.
Oh yeah. It's a not, lot. But the kind of porn I watched too was very
really
like
weird.
Was very
and spitting
no.
in my
no.
eyes.
No, like they family. Were humping couches. Okay. They were old.
What'd you say?
No. Well,
people
now,
already heard it.
Yeah, they already heard it. It's already out.
Thank you, Tina Constance.
Sorry,
Jerry.
Thought we were just going out.
No,
like 50 Shades of Grey, punch me in the eye and fuck the
dog. Well, now I'm going to have to go in. Let me go into it myself. Wait, but it's very indicative. Fuck you. It's very indicative of like, I can't go into
don't,
it.
Don't do it. That's why I don't want to.
Well, that's why you should have said it.
All right. Well, you were the one like, let's go there. And I was like, I don't want to go there.
No, I didn't mean like they're there.
Okay.
Why are we talking about
But anyway, I used to watch porn that's like, that definitely represented some of the shit I was going through. So. But not the casting couch. The casting couch was just for me. I was like, oh, this is kind of hot. And then I was like, I wonder if it's real. So I'm putting is casting couch real. And a thing came up about the guy about like, no, a lot of the girls actually did know, like they got paid for that.
Right.
So but the real thing is he wouldn't wear a condom, which is still there. The girl's fault. Like, come on. But yeah, who's giving everyone herpes, which he knew he had.
That's sad and disgusting.
It's gross. I mean, the whole porn industry is just
it sucks.
Pretty fucked.
Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about it before. Porn is just not actually even how sex goes. It's like
I know a porn star and she's like she's from Long Beach.
Do you know?
And she's from Long Beach and
hey.
She lives in LA.
Have you met up with her in person?
And we've hung
out. Yeah.
How was that?
I've never met her before. But when she comes
like,
back,
that's not a real fight, Sammy.
No.
She does that constantly. Like she just fakes it and I'm just like, "Are you done? Are you this over?" Okay, great.
We just do this one.
Oh, see? No, I do the
real. That's the fake mad. That's the fake mad.
Yeah, I do the real mad.
Yeah. I do the real.
We go 0 to 100. Like,
yeah, porn star friends.
We haven't
you
had anything.
Yeah.
Any reasons to get mad.
Scary eyes.
No. Yeah.
Scary no eyes. Reasons to get mad yet.
Nope.
I'll tell you one of the porns I watched that's pretty brutal.
Here we go.
I would watch a good amount of rape porn.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like a girl getting raped? Wait, you just said that you watch porn. That reflects.
No, I was never raped. But what it reflected was feeling powerless in a situation. I don't want to go too far into what it was.
I've never even seen. My dick would
be
so
soft.
Yeah,
some of the shit
that
Kate has seen, I like don't even know where you find that.
I mean, I don't want to promote.
You got
to
dig.
No, you don't even have to. If you go to a fucking porn site and you put in.
Don't.
Yeah. But it's out there. A lot of people, it's like, and listen, I wasn't actually, I've never been raped and I never wanted to get raped, but there was like a weird, I guess it's like S&M 50 Shades of Grey-ish.
No, there's like always an appeal to being like submissive.
Powerless, submissive.
That's fun, but it's fun if it's just for that and then it's over. It's not like.
Well, no, but it wasn't actually happening in my sex life.
Right.
But the thing is porn, whether it's rape porn or whatever, for me, it just wasn't good energy. It's not something I wanted to go into.
I mean, rape
into.
Porn is definitely not good energy.
What about nice porn? What about nice porn? Like,
I mean,
like
if you,
the Notebook, he built her a house and he fucks her in it.
Yeah, that is nice porn. That is
so cute.
I'll tell you the kind of porn.
He built her a house.
It was a beautiful house too.
It's not real porn.
Banging her.
What is it? Blue is the warmest color, which is like some
lesbian.
Oh my god, the lesbian scenes in there. I'm serious.
I've never seen
and
it.
And they
but
show
I just
it.
You've talking about
they
it.
Yeah. show it. That was and it was real. I was like, it blew me away.
Can
like,
I ask you something?
That's great.
Can I ask you something? Because I've found this.
It's the answer is yes.
No.
Go ahead.
I found that a lot of straight females.
That's what I said. The answer is yes.
Watch a lot of lesbian porn. I actually know
that's
a girl.
Weird. You knew what he was going to say.
I knew what he was going to say.
I know a girl who only watches lesbian porn.
Yeah. I don't want to see dicks
straight.
And shit. I don't want to see like smushing of dicks and vaginas if I'm watching porn. I think two chicks is way hotter.
Really? I think it's hot, but I can't really. I still prefer some dickage in there just for the pounding purpose.
Is dickage?
Not pounding.
Dickage.
Is that an industry term or what is it?
Guys, when you're a professional.
I need some dickage.
Sex expert.
Do you dickage. Say that? You say that when you haven't had sex in a while. You're like, I just need some dickage. A little dickage in my life.
I'll tell you, I definitely know how to turn a guy on. No. I used to have a joke back in the day about how I would be too masculine in approaching men. Like, I'd be like, I'm going to fuck you so hard, your legs fall off. And they'd be like, I'm not turned on anymore. That's frightening.
I think they would.
Joe's like, I think guys are fine with that.
Yeah, I think they are.
You know, James would always say that too, right? Like, people don't know James, but James is like, yo, just text a guy that you want to come over and fuck him right now. He's like, 100 out, like, every single time he's going to say yes.
10 out of 10 times. What?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, it actually happened to my friend recently.
It was so funny.
We were in a cab coming home from
a karaoke bar,
which is amazing, by the way.
It was so fun.
Very Asian, though.
Tanya.
Not that that's a bad thing. It's just an observation.
Yeah.
Lots of just misslips in this podcast.
Whoops.
What?
No,
nothing.
Keep going.
Oh, are you guys talking about Asians?
I know.
Oh, I don't know. no, but we were in a cabin and my friend got a text and it was like, some girl hit him up. Oh no, some girl called him.
Yeah.
And he picks up the phone and put it on speaker just because whatever, he's, you know. And the girl was like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, he said nothing. And she's like, what are you doing in 15 minutes? And he's like, I don't know why. And she's like, well, do you want to be doing me? And he was like, well, what
sure.
The fuck? Yeah, I mean, she
was. That was such a cheesy way to ask it, though. Just yeah. Be like, yo, you want to fuck?
Do you want to fuck? 10 out of 10 times.
Do you like want to be inside of me?
10 out of 10. 11 out of 10.
Yeah, like if you text a dude like, hey, I'm coming over, I want to fuck you. They're like, all right.
Learning something new every day.
Yeah.
I just got
oh, you had to learn that?
No, but girls don't know that, actually, because we don't do that. Even if we want to fuck a dude, we're not going to text him. I wanna
yes,
fuck
you.
You
do.
No,
you don't do it. You don't.
No, you don't count.
Yeah, you're a boyfriend, dude. It's totally different.
It doesn't matter.
No, if you
yeah, if you're never, a boyfriend.
No.
If you're a boyfriend, doesn't count. A rando?
If yes, 100%.
I've never done that.
I've never done it either.
I'm telling you right now, if all of my friends were in a bar, and I just, like, yo, just go up to one of my friends and tell me you want to fuck him right now. They would leave immediately.
Yeah.
Every single person I know, every dude that I know would go.
You know, I believe it. But yeah, girls don't.
But we don't do it.
We'll say, what will we send? We'll be like, hey, what are you up to? What you doing?
So that's the code?
No, I pulled.
No, no. Sometimes we just want to know
kidding,
what you're
I'm
doing.
Kidding.
I pulled one with him and I was like, I'm so lonely home. My sister's out. He's like, babe, just say.
I'm like, just say you want me to come over.
And I was like, what?
She's just like, oh yeah, no, my sister went out. So
and she's
like,
just
yeah.
Out. I'm on the couch.
She's like, I'm just by myself. I'm like, just say.
Send
it.
A picture of your pussy with your
well,
finger on
that
it.
No, no.
With your finger on it.
No, those
that's
are
my style.
Like, we do that.
Kate's
like,
sexual yeah. pictures was her on a couch.
Yeah. And when I'm not with a dude, I'll still take hot pictures and just send them to Tina.
We've talked about this before in the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we talked about this.
So that way we get some attention, you know?
Like, yo, you look fucking sick.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You look sick.
You look
thanks.
Sick.
Yeah. You're so pretty.
I find that vagina pictures are very aggressive.
No, I don't send
I
vagina
don't,
pictures.
No, that was a joke. No. Maybe not. I've sent some.
Oh, you have?
To Tim, not really to anyone.
I don't think
I've never
gotten a vagina picture where I was like,
that.
Oh, this was
oh,
sick.
So you don't want that?
No.
Most guys I talk to are like, yo, send me a dirty picture. And I'm like, ew, I'm not doing that. I'm not angling the phone and like.
First of all, no. If a guy says send me a dirty picture, now I don't want to send it. Because now I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I want to do it without you saying.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No,
yeah.
I don't surprise them.
I would date. Yeah. I was like dating that guy for a little bit, that finance guy, and he'd be like, send me a picture of you getting ready. And I'd be like, ew, no. Like, fuck you.
Girls are such funny beings. Yeah. Like, we'll be into it, and then they say it, and we're like, no, no.
Ew.
Yeah, you're gross.
Yeah, I've never asked for a vagina picture in my life. They're very aggressive. I'm just not a fan.
Well, sometimes if I just, you know.
I don't even want to see it.
I'm not a big fan
close.
Of shaving
like,
my just, vagina a lot just because it, like, I just not, there's so many just edges and curves. And
yeah, that's a waxing situation.
It's so annoying. So when I do, I want, you know, if I'm with a dude,
you're
I want him
document.
To see it. I want to be like, yo, look.
Oh, yeah, nothing will get you to take
your
is
pants
that
not like the a... prettiest thing? Because normally it's covered in some hair. So there you go. Just remember what it looks
she's
like.
Dead.
Because in a couple weeks,
she's
it's not going to look like this.
This is not going to happen.
Yeah, Sammy, your vagina is probably
always
beautiful.
Wait, when give it a couple years, like, fuck it. He's used to it. It's
I'm
fine.
Oh, yeah, I used to wax. I got mine's been lasered, girl.
Yeah.
I had it lasered 3 times, so there's like less hair there. But like, no. Like, I couldn't keep up with it. I don't have the money for that shit. But I used to care. I used to want my. Now I'm just like, yo, here it is.
Oh, but yeah. Now,
are we fucking or what?
This is what you get.
Yo, here it is. Like, it's,
like
you know.
She puts it on the table. She's like, here it is.
Just a thumb. Yeah. Here's my puss.
She tosses the plate. Yeah. She's like, here. I just, this is all I got.
It's the best
fine.
I could do.
It's a great vagina. I'm just not going to have it shaved for you all the time. Fuck off.
No, I agree.
And I'm glad you get it waxed, T. Good for you. But that, no, not with me. That shit hurt. Every time they start putting wax on your fucking labia.
Have you ever done the purple? Wait, the purple wax, though?
No.
Now you got to do the purple
wax.
What's the
purple wax?
I've
been thinking about getting waxed.
The European wax? I feel like I'm promoting, but they put the purple wax on your vagina, and then the purple wax hardens, and then they just rip the actual wax. There's no paper. Uh-huh. So it's a lot less painful.
Really?
Yeah. That sounds terrible. My dick hurts.
It is a crazy feeling when all of a sudden there's hot wax on your vagina. You're like,
I'm literally getting upset.
It's just really good with
that
pain.
That really sends. Oh, then you're fine. No.
Yeah, you love it. You feel so clean.
Okay,
it's
awesome.
Like you feel like a baby.
And Joe's gonna just, you guys are gonna
yeah,
be
you're
just
gonna,
fucking
you're gonna,
69
no, yeah,
for
you're
days.
Gonna lose your shit. Like, the second you have a fresh wax, you will find an excuse to take your pants off. You're like, what's
awesome.
Up?
Listen,
what's that? Bah.
It's out now.
Yeah, Tina and I
deal with it.
I'm like a tiny bit bisexual, but not like so much. Like, the only way I could ever be with a girl in her vagina.
Tina and I, by
what
the
was
way.
The percentage?
We talked about this. Oh. Tina's like, I could never actually be near
I
a girl's
could
vagina.
I never put my face in
Same.
A vagina.
My point is, if no. I think I could possibly, but it would have to be so on point.
Yeah, we talked
like
about
it would have to be
the
waxed. Just hose, like power pressured hosed. Like, if there was a
showroom
little,
floor vagina.
A
yeah,
bit of
exactly.
Baby
if
yeah.
there was a little bit of vagina smell, like a funky
yeah,
one,
yeah, yeah.
I'm out. Like, because a dick can have a bit of a funk, and I'm like, I still like that dick.
Yeah.
But if you're going to get it again.
That dick. But if that vagina had a bit of a smell, I'm out.
Oh. But
so,
I feel like guys are the same.
That wax, it would have to be wet. Oh, yeah. Vaginas are so nice after they get waxed. I just, whoa, when they put on that really sensitive.
Whoa.
When they put on that
together?
Sensitive labia well, part.
Let's go together.
Hell no. The last time I did it years ago, I said to myself, I am never doing this sick
the
shit again.
The purple one. Let's do the purple one time.
Tina, first of all. It's never stopped me from getting that good dick. Okay.
I know, but you feel better about yourself.
Oh, I feel fine.
It's,
all
right. Fine.
I love my vagina.
Oh, my God. I would never in a million years wax my dick.
No.
It's fine.
I can't even.
You just like, dip. You just dip his whole pee.
Just dip the whole fucking thing.
Like one of those wax hands.
It's like
that
a diaper that they put on and just rip the diaper.
It's like the third time I've had to think about Joe's balls since we started, too. And
follicles.
Ah!
No. Follicles.
How do you feel?
Ew, gross.
What do you picture them as?
I just like,
1 to 10.
I don't know. I just picture them as guy balls. They're all the same. You can't even 1 to 10. They're all fives. Like, they're just all the fucking same.
I'll tell you what, though. Some balls are more pristine than others. Let's be honest.
Pristine.
No, dude. They're all gross.
No, you can have.
Back there
no, some
and
dudes.
Sweaty
I was with a dude whose balls were so hangy. Like droopy, it's been a hot minute. I'm not even Christian. I'm sorry, but like it's just you can have better balls.
Yeah, you've seen the real hangy ones though.
I've seen the hangy ones. And then my friend Steve in college, I was never with him sexually, but he would always put out his balls because he had huge balls.
Oh my God.
So he'd go in a jacuzzi and they would get all like
and
sinking
float to
and
the
float.
Top.
And then, oh no! He would
float to that. What is he got? Balls.
He's got floaty
he'd
balls.
He'd come out and they would just be hanging so low. They would literally in college, you know, back then we'd have like those disposable cameras and shit or whatever. They would steal my camera and just take pictures of their balls. So like I'd get a random picture when I'd like
develop
get
them.
A, yeah.
Oh,
she's like, what does that even mean?
Just a random
oh,
dick.
Oh my God. I just got like a quick view of like the live of what's happening, and you're just like,
I'm looking
at juggling
balls. I'm juggling balls. I'm not a good juggler.
No, you're not. You're passing the ball from one hand to the other.
Juggling was just the two, and like you just.
I wonder if anyone's watching. I'm gonna go on my Twitter and see if anyone's like watching right now.
And they're all like, why are they talking about? Balls, stretchy balls.
First of all, if you guys are watching live, fucking tweet at me, son.
Son?
I'll read that shit.
I think it's me. I think
you
I made Kate
that.
A thug.
It's not you, you goof.
Oh, okay.
I have my joke about
stuff.
The Puerto Rican
oh,
vagina.
Okay.
It's just, oh my God, yeah, someone wrote, watching, moist, hashtag moist follicle. Shout out to Alexis. Is it Alexis Carlisle? Shout out to you.
Oh my God.
She goes, watching, moist follicle.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for approving a
follicle's not bad.
Gross.
I hate discharge. That's like my least favorite word.
Why are all words pertaining to the vagina so fucking gross?
Discharge is gonorrhea. That's why it's gross.
No, it's not. It's just normal. That's the fucked up shit.
No, gonorrhea, discharge is the shit that comes out.
Like, no,
is,
sweetie.
That's, well, that's what I associate with, and that's what I'm fucking sticking to.
Yeah, no.
Girls always have discharge. It's a way to cleanse our vaginas, but like if you're in a healthy place, it should be very like clear
and doesn't smell like anything. It's just nice, regular.
Positive. Positive
energy.
Don't
have gonorrhea.
Nice, positive discharge.
That's the shit. Like, there's
so what's wrong with moist?
I don't know. There's nothing.
If your vagina's hissing and in a bad mood, then that discharge can get funky.
Yeah, shit gets real funky.
Hissing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours probably does.
Sometimes when it's angry. I'll tell you what, I'm so connected to my vagina, no joke, if I'm in a fight with a dude and we're not made up, my vagina definitely is not as nice as it normally is. If I'm loving you, my vagina's going to be loving you.
What do you mean? Of course, that makes sense.
What I mean is like, if
this
I'm...
If, what?
There have been times, like, in my marriage, my vagina would hiss at this... Like my discharge... My discharge wasn't as nice.
Okay, I got you.
Like,
I got you,
and maybe
you,
my whole
you.
Body was just being affected.
Yeah, because you were pissed.
But yeah, I couldn't... I mean, first of all, I wasn't getting very wet for him. I just, like... Yeah, it just... My vagina was not in a good place. I wasn't in a good place.
No,
my vagina wasn't
like
in a good place.
It's an emotional connection.
Totally.
I've never thought of
oh yeah,
but it's totally true. Like when you're down, you're all sorts of down. When you're not, shuts up like
obviously.
A little.
Oh, I mean that makes sense. Like
shut it down.
That makes sense.
Something
just
flew out of my hand.
I never looked at it as like a
when you say hissing, it just throws
and
me
hissing
off.
And yeah, I'm with you.
Oh yeah, no, my pussy hisses.
Yeah,
just
no.
Taking like the cat.
I mean, I've always said that to people. Like level. Like when I'm sick, like my dick is sick with me. Like
exactly.
It's like oh god. It's like I'm
shut it down.
I'm sick.
It's like, ooh.
Put a little thermometer in that pee hole. Shut it down.
Aww.
Kate, you had to ruin everything.
Why?
Why
I thought
did
it was
you have to do
cute.
That?
I felt sorry for your dick with a thermometer in it. I was like, yeah. Oh, that is.
You know why? It's because he's not a creative artist like we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I pictured the little hole in the tiny thermometer.
Yeah,
and,
we don't
like,
have
oh,
a,
and the little sad face.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's a little sad. That's a sick dick.
We don't stick shit
that's
in our
sick
shit.
Dick.
You stick shit in your shit. We leave the shit. We stick our shit.
Yeah, but you ever hear of those bugs in Vietnam? Like when what? The dudes
oh,
were in
God.
The trenches that would swim into the pee hole and then go and like spike out?
No.
Yeah. That,
I love that you've heard of that. Though.
Oh, yeah. That fucks your dick
that's
up.
I've
horrible.
Heard, I've heard of animals that like if you even piss into that water, like standing out of the water, pissing into the water, they could climb it up the stream.
Up your pee?
Up your pee stream.
Up your pee stream into your
dick. Fucked.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So I don't piss in the jungle anymore. Nor do I have I ever stepped foot in the jungle.
When I don't go to the jungle, I don't pee there.
But I don't pee in the jungle. I just piss my pants.
Yeah.
Good.
And
what are we gonna name this podcast? what the fuck?
Don't
moist
piss
follicle.
Moist follicle.
What about
yep. Hashtag moist follicle.
Don't piss in the jungle.
Don't piss in the jungle.
Which no, it'd be like, why are they called? And at the end, they'd be like, oh, all right.
What obscure?
Just, yeah, they no, have to yeah. Wait till the end to just hear the what? Yeah,
exactly.
Look, we all just don't know what to talk about.
No, but we have to wrap up soon anyway.
Not really,
not
fucking
really.
Tardville.
You have to.
Boom.
Yes, you do.
First of all, no, we don't. Oh well, I have to be out of here in like 10.
Yeah.
But hold on, I want to see if we got any more
oh my God.
Tweets since I said tweet at me. Yes, we did.
Mm.
Sammy Gallagher, I'm watching and I'll never understand how comfortable you people are about sex, but hey, go you.
Go us.
She's probably very young.
Sammy, nice name.
Thank you, Sammy. We are very comfortable. I think I've always talked about sex, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I've told
I'm
that.
I'm going to tell you guys a story the first time I ever hung out with Kate Wolf.
Hold on real quick. Let me
first
just
time I remember, she told me she had a hand-me-down vibrator. I'm like, well, we're going
to
get along.
No, I go out to lunch with Kate Wolf. We're both fucking teachers, okay? It's like my first week. We go to Panera. We sit down, and she's like, oh, you want to see something cool? And I'm like, I just busts out a Polaroid of her titties and puts it on the table. And I was like, what's up? I don't even know you. Those are beautiful titties, though.
Why right? Did you have a Polaroid
in
your
her wallet? In her wallet.
In your own wallet. Like, yeah. These, like it's your child. Like, this is my kid. These are my tits.
Yeah,
this is,
that's exactly.
I think I showed you. I think I showed you my tits before I showed you my kid.
She did. She definitely did.
I just had this. I still do. It's like my first tit pick. One of my friends had one of those like things in college where like it's like a small little froom that you take out of the thing and it's
the
like
film.
A small yeah
yeah.
And as a joke, it's like the first time I ever took a tit pick. So it was mm-hmm. just. And I've got great boobs.
Yes, she
and
does.
I just.
Yes, she really does. A really. Good
I just
boob.
You know. So I wanted to be like. It was just also funny to like. Because I already knew we were kindred spirits. So, like, here we are eating. We're teachers. And I get to be like, yo.
I don't think I've ever
checked out my titties.
I don't think I've ever showed full tit in a pic.
See?
Oh my God.
Sammy, come on, show the camera. No. We're live.
We need to hang out with Sam. I want to see pictures of Sam because I will get you to get naked and I will take a picture of you naked and you will look
Tina
so
has taken
good in it.
The
you
best picture.
That will not look, be hard.
No,
oh!
Listen,
oh,
that was really cute. And I'm not trying to be cute. I'm just being real.
No, but I'm saying she'll feel so good about the picture that you'll be like, let's fucking.
Tina's an artist. Like,
I am making an album now.
No. Seriously, Tina's such an artist. Like,
I have taken the most beautiful pictures of Kate.
Should have called you for Valentine's Day.
No, seriously.
Girl. I swear to God, I just had that conversation
at
work today.
Like,
next time for something to celebrate for him.
Oh, your
come
birthday
over.
Just passed.
Yeah, come
yesterday
over. We'll
just
hang out.
Yeah, what are you going to celebrate now? Fucking
Sammy.
Flag Day.
They're gorgeous. They're not tacky.
They're not tacky. You'll just like, you'll look like a $1 million. Like,
I was straddling her roommate, Tiffany.
Oh, yeah. That's true. We took those pictures too. That got a little weird.
Sorry. That was probably my fault.
No, but all right. So I had this conversation actually at work today.
Wait, can I first read some of the tweets
sure
and then you tell the conversation? Okay. Lauren, shout outs to you. She goes, watching, son. You guys are great.
Watching, son.
Someone, Leah Elena Kebab is her Twitter name. She just wrote hashtag moist. And she wrote, loving this podcast right now, dying. Yay. Thank you guys for watching. Oh, and you're welcome, Sammy, for reading. This is so fun.
You're so fucking cute.
All right, I'll calm down. Tell your story.
We were just having this conversation that you guys were bringing that up. There was this woman who, when we went to LA to shoot these videos, we were shooting in her apartment, and there was a scene that we had to shoot in her bathroom. And I go into her bathroom, and there's like three pictures on the wall, and they're naked pictures of her.
No.
But like, not like nip out.
No.
Listen, not like nip out. Not like nip out. Like, she's like
I didn't hear this.
I'd rather nip out than some corny,
cheesy ass.
But
the, like,
but that's what I was saying. Like, it was. I was like, that's very strange. And we like asked.
Yeah, like this. Or she's got like a satin
ocean
sheet.
Yeah,
like,
get over yourself.
Satin sheet.
No, but I was just like, we were like, so what's with those pictures?
You said something?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay.
Well, she
good
ended up
you
jumping in the shower with him with just her.
No. That was a different person.
So more tits in your face. Great.
No, I wasn't in the shower for this one. But there was another girl that
what'd
I had to be
say?
In
what'd she say, though? About
she
her
said team? She said it was like a thing
did
for
she
her
think
husband.
She was a model?
No, it was like a thing for her husband for like an anniversary or something, and she just put him up in the bathroom.
So everyone who goes to the bathroom can see
thing
her?
Thing for yeah. Just like that Valentine's Day fucking yeah thing was for you.
Yeah, if yeah I do send you anything, don't put them in your bathroom. You share yeah your bathroom with everybody.
No,
yeah,
let me tell you. Did you ever see some of these engagement videos where the guy, everyone's like, this is so cute what he did for her? And it's like the guy starring, pretending he's in NSYNC as a way to like, he creates this whole music video for the girl he's about
yeah
to propose
yeah
to.
Like the
they're never
thing
about the girl. This guy has been wanting to do some fucking NSYNC dance shit his whole life because it's never about the girl. It's like he's starring in all these different things.
Oh,
and
I kind of think it's that he went through the effort. So I
they
think
always just look so.
I'm actually, what's actually really funny, I was watching this new show that actually got canceled and shouldn't have gotten canceled, but Manhattan Love Story. Have you guys heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Sounds
no
terrible.
It's with the guy from Aquamarine. Did you guys see that movie?
Mm-mm.
No.
Also sounds
you guys
terrible
all probably did.
You watch a lot of trash things.
I'm not good with movies.
Whoa.
You know that.
Whoa, judgmental. Take it
yeah
down a couple notches.
Whoa,
hey, hey, Tom, not good with movies.
Yeah, you watch football.
What the fuck does that
football mean? Football, because I feel like football's not like deep. There's not a good story.
Yeah, no
line
fucking kidding, Kate.
That's all right,
Jesus.
Sorry. My bad. My bad. Z's, keep going.
Dr. Phil. Wait. I want to hear about everyone's
we don't watch Dr.
sadness
Phil.
Jesus.
You're getting it all
yeah
wrong.
It's
anyway
Jeff Brown and
Jeff
Wayne
Brown
Dyer.
And the fucking quotes, all right? All wrong.
Quotes.
Anyway.
Fucking quotes.
But so this couple goes to Central Park and they're sitting there and there's a flash mob that starts happening and she actually thinks that she's getting proposed to. And so she stands up and she's like, I don't know. Can I do that? And then you see like next to her,
somebody's
the proposal's
getting,
happening.
Fuck, that's awesome.
That's
yeah
terrible.
That's
no,
awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
and he was like, so you said like,
but then
crazy
he
would have
said
you
maybe
said
no.
And he was, well, they were dating for like 4 months, so it was
okay
sort of like crazy that she
okay
was thinking that to begin with.
Yeah, wow, that's.
But still.
Jesus
huh
Christ.
I'm sad that the show is over.
Did you see some of the, did you see some of those videos of people at sporting events where the kiss cam?
Yes.
And the guy's
yes
being a dick and then the girl kisses
the
other
guy.
Next
that has to be fake.
They probably are like best friends or something.
No, but that just has to be like they just do it.
I hope it's not fake. I hope it's not fake. Yeah, you just like burnt. Did you see our faces? We're like, I hope that's real.
It was actually so sad. Talking about fake stuff. I was watching an STD prank last night.
What?
Mm. As crazy as that sounds. I was watching an STD prank.
You should
prank.
Watch more TV with your girlfriend.
No, it sounds crazy. I was watching the prank and like it seemed so real until the girl started speaking about the fact that like she was the one who gave him the STD, not he had the STD.
Wait, what was the prank though? I don't get it.
Yeah, like, you just left all the information out of
there. He got a call.
Yeah,
from,
I'm so confused.
He got a call from his doctor saying that he had an STD with mm-hmm. his girlfriend next to him, and then she was like, "Oh my god, I thought I was clean."
Oh,
like she like did a whole reversal. Prank.
So
flip.
It was supposed to be him pretending
but
he gave her.
But it had to have been.
First
fake.
Of all, remember
no
when we
one
talked
is
about
that
this?
Smart.
Mike Cannon did a thing where. Where he tricked him and pretended he was a girl, and he was like, "You have to call me. I have something."
That's completely
STD,
fucked up.
STD, yeah, never a joke, never a prank.
What's that quote though? You can't.
What's
can,
that quote?
You can never get an STD if you don't get tested.
Yeah.
That's a great quote. Was that in your quote book?
That's not my quote book.
That's not John Brown. Are
no,
you
no.
sure?
That's Jeff Brown. Jeff
Brown. I'm surprised you remembered that much. I was like, wow.
Jeff Brown, John Brown.
Kate's
it was a Brown.
For tweets. She's so
oh, excited. Damn. Alexis goes, ha ha ha, loving this podcast, but I got to leave for work now. Hashtag moist follicle. Alexis, you need to quit your fucking job.
Yeah. And just listen.
And watch this.
Oh my God.
All right, we'll wrap it up now. Just like you guys should all wrap it up so you don't get STDs. Because contrary to Tina's quote, you can have it.
No, you can't.
If you're, yes, you can. You. It's called pissing fire.
But you've never fire. Pissed fire?
Oh, no, we have. Yeah, Tina and I. We have UTIs.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Have you ever had a urinary tract? Oh,
look at her
God.
Face.
Oh.
I got one in
Sammy,
high school.
Sammy, take your fucking perfect puss.
And get it the fuck out of here.
Yeah. My vagina's hissing at you right now.
I got a UTI in high school. Like during
you did?
During football season.
Wow.
Like, I never hurts. Washed any of my shit. It makes sense, though.
Yeah, you gotta.
It wasn't that bad,
no.
though.
I kind of love
wash
boys.
Clean that moist follicle.
He opened me and admitted. Like, he's like, I never washed it?
No, not my dick. I meant, like, my pads.
Everyone just thought you meant your dick.
No, not my dick. I washed my dick.
I thought everyone listening and everyone in this room just heard you say, I got a UTI in high school because I never washed it.
No, like my pads. Like my pad. Like I didn't wash any of my practice shit.
We were like, fuck, man.
No, but Tina and I. But Tina and I were like, good for your honesty.
Yeah, I was so proud of your honesty right now.
I patted him on the leg. I patted him. I literally patted him on the leg. I was like, gotta wash that.
Yeah, you did. You're like, it's so sweetie. You gotta wash it.
No, I wash my dick. Don't worry. Jesus Christ.
Good. Okay. That's good.
Thank God, because if he didn't, you would get
she
something.
Would get a UTI, so he does wash his dick. It's good. It's fine.
Unless you want
the couple
one,
that
then
clean.
I'll hold
no,
off
I'm
on
good.
It. Like, if you
Thanks.
If you want one.
So cute.
If you want to join the UTI club,
no,
I can help
I'm
you
good
out.
Urinary tract infections one. Are the most painful things. Yeah. Ever.
I just felt like I had to piss for like a day.
And,
like
but
the
then
whole
nothing
day.
Would
it
come out.
Sounds horrible,
and
but
then
I can't
out.
Relate.
I've had some blood come out.
I've had blood too, yeah.
I have not had that.
Not like, it's not like you're pissing blood, but
it's like
your
blood, your
there's
pee
a little
is
bit.
A little pink.
Yeah.
No, I just felt like I had to piss the entire day and I couldn't.
Yeah, nothing comes out. It's like two drops. Yeah.
But it was like a day and then it was done. Like it wasn't like anything crazy.
We get it. You're emotionally healthy and physically healthy. Next. Next.
Wow. I'm so sorry for you guys.
Sincerely.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm gonna go get a wax now on my vagina and
never get a UTI.
Anyway. And I'm gonna come while being eaten out. So and then maybe I'll come again while I'm having sex.
I can do all those things.
Yeah. And I joke about being mad because I don't actually get mad.
Because I too am also emotionally stable.
I don't have the gift of joking about being mad. I've already used that up in real situations.
Yeah, I can't joke about that
no.
at all.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what? This is going to turn into a huge problem one day because I'm going to be like, all right, enough, stop. And she's like, no, I'm serious.
No, but
I'm like, I get it. You're joking.
There was a joking situation and then I told you that when it got
Oh, there was
serious.
One time where she thought that I was like already bored of her. And then
first of all, we've already heard the story of the one semi-not fight
you
guys had.
I haven't heard it.
No, she thought that I was like bored of her or something.
And it was after a really fun night.
Yeah, we had like a really great night. And I'm like, where the fuck is this
coming from? Sort of had a little psycho moment.
Oh, you just got self-conscious.
I got
very
self-conscious.
That's not psycho, that's insecure.
Yeah, I was insecure. I told him I was. That was like,
that is like unbelievably
him.
Sweet yeah. and adorable. She just got like self-conscious for a minute. God bless her that she was like, him. You don't like me. And he was like, oh my God, you're fucking insane.
That's what he said. I was like, I don't, I'm not blaming. Ever. I was like, I'm not blaming you. It's probably me.
Just having
but,
a moment.
And he was like, you're fucking stupid.
No,
you're
I did not say that.
No, but you were probably
just. He said you're so insane or you're something.
You're probably just figuring out
I said, yeah, I said you're nuts.
Yeah, you're
stop.
Nuts.
Especially
she was just figuring out that she liked you a lot, and so she freaked the fuck out, and she spilled it all over you, and then she got it back together. That's all it was. That
now
was,
you know I like yeah. you a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Now, damn, I told him.
I was like making jokes about it too. Like periodically, I'd just be like, you know what? I'm just like I'm just really bored of you
teeth.
Now.
He was brushing his teeth, and I was like, "Can I brush my teeth?" He's like, "No, like I'm bored of you," and I was like. Why does that come up now? Like, you're brushing your teeth. Let me brush my teeth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You really analyzed that properly. I, like
I did.
That.
I got
yeah,
all over it, right?
Yeah, you did. You were all over it. Well,
they even missed how all over it I was. I was like, oh, yeah, that was adorable. Yeah, no,
I don't even think I was all over it. I was in the situation.
Yeah. Tina, I got a little hashtag moist over that.
Oh, follicles.
Hashtag yeah. moist follicles. It's going to be called hashtag moist follicles.
We got to stop.
First of all, Sammy, you have gained a lot of Instagram and Twitter followers just from dating this dude. And I'd like to say, hey, guys, I have a podcast with this dude. So if you could follow me.
Yeah, and watch,
has
watch
like
your YouTube
500
videos.
Likes. Thank you.
Watch
your
YouTube videos because they're really funny. I watch
Thank
them all the time.
Thank you, Sammy.
They do. They're really funny.
I never get
and
bored
I think,
of you.
And I think it's so cute how like you like jump from like spot to spot at sometimes, and I know you're cutting them at that point. And so it's like you're talking. I don't remember what the last video was about. What was the last
empath.
One
empath. Being an empath.
No, I
She's
didn't
like,
see
no,
that
I didn't
one.
Want to see that
show. No, I didn't watch that one. There was
anal?
One.
Or losing your virginity?
I think it was about losing your virginity. And you were just like talking and like jumping back and forth. And I was like, she's so cute. And look
scattered.
At and look at how, yeah. And look at how her intro is so like scratchy. Like we talked about.
Joe did it for
made
me.
It. I knew he made it. I confronted him about it. I was like, it's so scratchy. I don't know how he did it. She did it. And he was like, yeah, I did it. And I was like, oh, helping her
it's
out.
It's like he's my big brother, even though I'm older. Yeah, he's like, all right. But he does it just like, send it to me. I'll give it
like,
back.
How
yeah.
How do I do it? How do I? Just let me do it.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was like, so how did you get like the thingy and the sound? And he's
the way that she tried to explain it. She's like, how'd you get like the thingy? With your, I'm like, what?
The thing about Kate is that she wasn't even trying to get you to do it. That's the sweet thing about her. She really wanted you to know. Like,
I was actually
to
trying
know.
To do it on my iMovie, and it wouldn't let me link up like sound with it and stuff. So yeah,
I love that Joe's like, just fucking send it to me. Jesus Christ, I don't have time for this.
Stand up, dude. Hashtag kind eyes. Hashtag moist
follicle. Hashtag kind eyes for sure.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, where can they find you, Sammy?
At Sam_Ricky on Twitter and at SammyRicky on Instagram. Mm.
Tina.
Follow my work. I'm an interior designer at Constantina Consis LLC on Instagram.
I love interior design.
You need to follow her. This woman is one of the most talented people I've ever met in my entire fucking life.
I redo my room all the time.
Wait till you, like, you look at some of the stuff she does. She, and honestly, when I first met her, we were both art teachers and just her artwork. You know what I mean? Like, she's an amazing soul.
She's like a hype artist for me. Like, she walks around just fucking hyping me, and I love it.
No, she does it to me, too. And I'm just like, dude,
the people. No,
I love it. I love it.
Because the people I love and I believe in.
You love
me? I fucking love. Of course I do.
Joe, of course she loves you.
Joe. Why do you think whenever we're getting hyped up about a dude, we're like, what would Joe do? He wouldn't be upset. He wouldn't put up with this.
That's right.
He would walk away.
What would Joe do?
Yeah. We need to walk away, Tina. Joe, where can I follow you?
On Twitter, at Joe Santagato. And Kate.
Joe Santagato.
You guys can follow me at the Kate Wolf.
Follow her.
Follow me, yo. And then,
shit.
Tina, if you could just not laugh for this part.
I'm sorry, I'm going
to
hold it.
I would love to read your tarot cards.
I actually want you to read mine.
Well, I'm not going to make you pay, but yeah.
Okay.
But everybody else.
It didn't matter, but
I'm trying to do it as a biz.
No, but I do want to do it. I went to a psychic once and like it was really on point.
Honey, I will blow those perfect tits right off. Okay.
Okay.
So let's do that.
And apologize then, to you, Joe. Now
I'll put them back on too with my psychic powers.
Yeah, okay.
Take them off
Never
and put
mind.
Them on.
I take that back.
As long as you put them back.
Oh, I make them even a little perky for your 19 years.
Yeah,
probably
19,
the perkiest
please.
Tits.
Come on.
And email me if you want a tarot card reading, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. If you want to email us about the podcast, we get a lot, so I can't get back to everyone, but I try to when I have time, but I still read them all. The podcast email is invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com. thebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebestofthebest